Welcome to episode 319 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shout out to producer Gerald on the Wheels of Steel. Live from Game Stitch HQ.
Taking us through.
Now, it's worth pointing out that you're in the middle of a thunderstorm.
I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm, and you're in the middle of a flood.
Most certainly, the flood should not knock out my power.
Well, I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm, and they're calling for 75-mile-an-hour winds. So if, by some chance, I suddenly disappear, the reason would be is because I no longer have power because a tree probably fell on something.
Right. I should be here for the long haul. I have waders on.
You're nowhere near where the actual flooding is occurring.
I just like waders.
I get that. I'm with you on that.
Sometimes I just put them on and stand just in the pool, you know, make sure they work.
I put them on and go shopping.
You put stuff in them?
No. Okay.
Put a bottle of hot sauce or something down in there.
Nope. I'm no thief.
I think you're going to make it through this. I'm positive.
I am too. The wind actually hasn't started to kick up yet, but if you're a believer in that sort of thing, the Lord has spoken a few times with his rumbling thunder.
There was one that I wish everyone could have experienced because it was intense.
It was a good one. So much so that both you and Jared were like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it sounded like someone's stomach that hadn't eaten in a year.
That was like right close to the camera or to the microphone.
Yeah, or the camera.
The camera? Could be the camera, I suppose. Yeah,
you could say camera if you want. It's been an interesting week weather-wise. We've had like 27 days of rain, it feels like. The area is flooding, not to make light of the flooding. And it's going to be bad for a lot of areas. Luckily, I do live on a hill, so it should not affect my home.
Well, you're away from the river a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, but even with the water that collects, I'll be fine.
Yes.
Hopefully it works out better than the last time that we had a significant flood. So a lot of people out of homes and jobs last time. So
I moved in that weekend.
You had water in your backyard, came up pretty high.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting to see. I hope it doesn't misplace it or
displace anyone.
Displace, yeah. Or misplace. Like we lost Jerry. Haven't been able to find him. Misplaced him.
At that point, yeah. I don't think that's the proper use of the term misplace. You don't really misplace people.
I misplaced a person before.
It's not like they're like, oh, my pen.
Yeah, I misplaced a person. You can do that. That works.
If you can't find a person, they're generally just lost or missing. No one goes, excuse me, Mr. Private Detective, I misplaced this person. Can you help me find them?
Why are you going to a private detective and not a... That sounds exactly what you say to a private detective. A private eye, Dick. If you're talking to the cops, you're like, this person's missing or hasn't come home. But if you're talking to a private eye, you're like, I've misplaced this person, wink, wink.
Well, the thing is a private eye will like get right on it and look for it. And a cop will be like, well, we really can't do a report until 48 hours. Until the person's been misplaced for 48 hours.
I think a private eye is a pretty sweet gig.
I would like to do that, but I have no idea what you would need to do to get started.
I do believe there's a certification one passes.
I think so, too. I think it's mostly just taking pictures of shit, to be honest with you. I don't think it's like the movies.
But the idea that I could be a detective without having to be a detective?
Uh-huh.
Sounds neat. Plus, you can wear a trench coat?
And a fedora. And funny you cannot be a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. You can smoke in your office?
Mm-hmm. And it's because I'm a private... The thing I don't like is that people tend to call you a private dick.
You can be a dick, yeah.
And I like my, I prefer my dick public.
Public dick. It's different. Different job. Welcome. Glad to have you here, listeners. Fine folks with the ear holes that we love. Hopefully the dry ear holes, because there's not a dry ear in the house around here.
No.
It's wet everywhere. The ground is, soft, moist. You know, it's not good. It's not good walking.
A lot of people don't like that word. You should be careful.
Moist.
Yeah, moist seems to be like the most hated word by most people for some reason.
You can say the ground is moist or the cake is moist. What you can't say is my friend here is moist.
Most people, yeah. Most people that's don't just... most people just don't like the word moist. It, like,
that's where it gets weird.
It doesn't roll off. I don't know. There's like a connotation with that comes with it, I suppose, for some reason.
All right. So it looks like there's quite a few tests that have to be taken for you to make your dick private.
I can't see that.
150 minutes.
Time limit. Got to get a 70.
Oh, he's got a 70.
Yeah,
you're not even asking that much.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
But you
could just walk in and say, hey, I want to take this test.
Yeah, I think so. It's not like the bar.
No. You have to go to school for 70 years before you can take the test. Actually, I think you can just sign up to take the bar.
It's a walk-in basis. It's just a fucking walk-in clinic.
Right.
For PIs. He's got your specific New York requirements.
I know.
He already filled out the form for you.
I know.
Tennessee is 100 questions.
Same thing.
Yeah, you sign up online here.
You see, you have less time to take the test.
You do not need approved. You don't need to be approval by the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance.
No, because what you do is you get the license, and then you worry about setting up your business. So then you need your LLC and your insurance and all that.
So 40 of the questions in Tennessee are practical knowledge. The other 60 are Tennessee rules and law.
No, the practical knowledge, well, that's probably the one that most people pass because most people don't have practical knowledge.
Well, I was going to say right off the bat, I should get 40% of it already.
Depends on how much practical knowledge you have.
So I only need 30% more.
See, I don't like that. Who gets to define practical?
The people that came up with the dick test.
Right.
It looks like something you go get at Workforce Essentials. Like you can go there and take a private eye.
Private dick test?
Yeah. Well, like they do like the course, and then at the end of the course, you take the test, and if you pass it, you get it.
Look at South Dakota up there. No licensing requirements. I need to move there and just be a private
You could
eye.
Just do it. You could just do it.
There's a bunch of them.
In fairness, nobody wants to be one there.
Huh.
I might look into what it costs. I'm not against doing it, even if I never, like, do it.
Use it? Yeah, just...
Just to have done it.
It's cool to tell people I'm a private eye.
Yeah. Oh, you need a private investigator? I actually, a dabble.
That's right. That's one of my hobbies.
Yeah. That's why I'm in a trench coat.
And I have my fedora on.
Yeah, and I'm smoking. I don't even smoke. I just smoke when I wear this. A day drink.
All right, straight out the bottle.
Something hard, right? Scotch, maybe. You know.
This is my good friend, Femme Fatale.
Whoa. Seems risky.
Always got to be a always got to have a Femme Fatale.
Mm-hmm. This is the private eye cast.
Of course, at least that was the 1930s and 40s. This is my city, and my city never sleeps.
All right. Gerald is saying he's got a friend who does it, and he can get us on. He has one. I'm in.
I can't me. I don't want to be licensed in Tennessee. That'll do me no good. I've never practiced my trade.
Now, the number one search when you say I have a friend is I have a friend in the U.S. What should he bring me?
Right.
Which is concerning also. Well, I don't know what's happening now. He is also... Spanish is what it likes to
he
say.
Is also Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
Is that how it is? Is that how you pronounce it? Liechtenstein?
That's from Knight's Tale. Orc von Liechtenstein.
Oh.
It's a great movie.
Oh. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
You don't like Knight's Tale?
I don't like a Knight's Tale,
no. Yeah, you're drunk. It's a good movie. He's also licensed for Rihanna. Why, internet, would you think that's what he's trying to put here?
I want to be.
Oh, he can do concealed carry.
I'll be licensed for Rihanna.
I don't. Riri?
Riri.
She dates a billionaire.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that doesn't work out.
I'm bringing nothing to the table. Sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, so next time you hear this, we might be private eyes. I don't know. I don't know how soon it happens.
I'm just going Monday. Okay.
Can't make it into work today. Why? Because I'm going to be a detective.
That's right.
Privately. Detective for hire. Then you have to put not for hire on your personal vehicle so people know.
I wouldn't put any of those things on my personal vehicle. No stickers, no badges, no nothing. Because let's say I have to go undercover, right? And like go on a stakeout. It's not a good idea to have all those badges and shit. Because that kind of takes away from the, like,
the private part.
Right. I don't like the I don't want to be noticed part. Yeah, it kind of takes that away.
What if it's like, I just had a new idea.
Uh-oh.
What if you do private eye and you also do ride sharing?
Oh, you.
So it's like
private
Uber
eye
detective.
And Uber.
Yeah. The Uber
in the
detective.
Same vehicle.
That way you're supplementing your time where you're waiting.
Well, yeah, but I guess you got to be careful.
Look at this generic ass, like, private eye images right there.
I know.
It's just some dude pointing at like a 35mm out of the car.
People even use those anymore?
I don't know. Oh, look at that. That's lazy as hell.
Holy Jesus.
That camcorder on a selfie stick, suction cup to the side of the car. Use a GoPro, bro.
That's not conspicuous at all.
Mm-mm. Well, if it's not a detective, is what I'm going to put on my car. Definitely not a private detective. But I am going full lights and siren everywhere I go. You got to buy an interceptor, an old Crown Vic.
Now, you, as a private investigator, you're not allowed to use sirens.
You're not in,
or lights.
In New York.
You're not in Tennessee either.
I pass 100 questions. I'll do as I please. I bet there's a fee. I bet you just pay the yearly fee.
Oh, yeah. That's all yeah. It's about. Once you pay to take the test, they give you your certification, and then you pay your yearly fee to keep it updated every year.
What do you think? $200-$300 for the test, probably?
I would imagine probably, yeah, $325 or somewhere in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, if this is your first time joining us, we look for different career paths every episode.
God knows we need them.
This week, we've landed on private investigator. Now, we talk about video game stuff and things. This week's got some big news stories. Not a lot of them, but some big ones. I don't really have an update as far as what I played because I played all the same stuff.
I did, too. Rocket League is back. By the way, for those of you that are Rocket League fans, next week we are getting a new car and a new crate. We are getting the Destro car and the Ferocity crate.
Ferocity?
Yes, Ferocity.
I don't like that. I don't like Ferocity.
It's like ferocious.
It is. Now, a ferocious crate would have been better. Ferocity,
yeah,
I don't
grammatically
like.
It's not correct.
Yeah, we just had a Velocity crate, though, and they're too close.
And now you have the Ferocity.
Yeah, they're too close. I don't like that. They also, the crossplay launched. I will say that it works very well.
It does.
Apparently the chat doesn't work well, but we're still chatting in PS4. So that works very well. And they also kicked off Season 8.
It has begun.
So,
now,
a lot going on.
We have actually played quite a bit of crossplay with people from other systems, PC, stuff like that. What's your take on that? Are you seeing a difference in how the other consoles or whatever seem to be able to control in their cars and such? Or
I don't think so. I'm a firm believer that the talent pool on PS4 that we've been playing with seems to be better than the talent pool elsewhere. And I will say, with the exception of the PC, which seems to be on par. Now, that's just the level that we are.
Yes.
I'm sure at a higher level, obviously, all the pros play on PC. I'm sure there's a reason for that.
Right.
But at the level we are, Platinum 2, 3, I can't tell it. I mean, we seem to be excelling against people who aren't on our console.
I agree with that. You know, you hear a lot of complaints about, oh, well, they're on PC, they have better control, blah, blah, blah. That might be the case, but I'm not seeing it. Yeah. We're
PC
coming out,
race.
You know, we're winning and when we're losing, it's because we're playing bad or not communicating.
Yeah, it's usually not communicating.
It is usually not communicating.
That car reminds me of that other car that they already have. I can't remember, blanking on the name right now. That the 70s or 80s inspired car that they released with that. Miami Vice looking paint job, the palm tree on it. Yeah, I don't know. I hope they do a motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of hitbox you planning on that thing?
Long and skinny, bro.
Maybe the Batpod. Long and
skinny ain't worth a penny. No, stay away from the Batman stuff. Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
That hitbox will suck.
What's another good motorcycle movie?
Oh, there's all kinds of them.
Biker Boys. Remember that one?
Yeah. Torque.
Torque. Yeah, Torque was one for sure.
They were both one. They weren't.
Torque is like somebody watched Fast and the Furious and was like, I'm going to go make a movie.
But that's exactly what it was. That's exactly right. What it was.
I think I can do one of these also.
Cool as Ice.
Not familiar.
Could be considered a motorcycle movie.
Now, speaking of private investigators and Cool as Ice, Ice-T's got that murder show.
Ice-T has a, what murder show?
It's called like, see if you can find this, Gerald. It's called like a Cold as Ice or Ice Cold Murders with Ice-T. I swear this is a real thing.
There was a movie with Brian Bosworth about a biker gang called Stone Cold.
In Ice Cold Blood.
In Ice Cold Blood.
Featuring Ice-T.
Hmm.
Yeah, see?
I do see it, yes.
He's got that, scroll down to the image. He's got that sketchy like hotel neon sign lighting.
I do see it, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Comes on like Oxygen or something.
Uh-huh, yeah. Probably not one I'll ever check out.
Yeah, I haven't caught it either.
Just to be fair.
I keep saying Wild Hogs. Look at Wild Hogs. That's a biker movie.
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
The Wild Hogs DLC pack.
Why is Mad Max in there? Mad Max is not a motorcycle movie.
Look, Ghost Rider is the very first thing that pops up. I told you.
You did, yes.
Akira, they could do that bike.
Akira, yeah, they could do that bike.
That might be a tie-in.
Is that Biker Boys? About. Keep scrolling, Gerald. Is that Biker Boys? There it is.
100% Biker Boys.
There it is. Look at that.
Easy Rider is an obvious choice, too.
Torque. Torque is my favorite of the crappy Fast and Furious ripoffs.
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of these look really bad. A lot of them. Okay. We're gonna. So we played Rocket League. I played some Everybody's Golf. You played some more. New Dawn.
Far Cry New Dawn. Man, I like that game so much. I like it so much. I was planning on using it to just get me through until the Division 2 came out. And I basically have put it off for the last 2 days because I only have one more mission to complete. And then I'm done with the game. I can still do all the side stuff. So I might wander around and do some side stuff still. But man... Far Cry 5 and Far Cry New Dawn are so good. And they're not... Normally, those aren't even the kind of thing I like, but... I loved Far Cry 5, and I like New Dawn.
Cry 5, it's obviously more substantial, but do you prefer one over the other?
The smart thing I think Ubisoft did is I don't think you have to prefer one over the other because I think they are both a continuing story. If you play New Dawn and didn't play Far Cry 5, there is a lot of small little things you are really going to miss. I mean, it really is a sequel in that aspect.
Yeah, I keep reading that you should play Far Cry before New Dawn.
Yeah, you should play 5 before New Dawn without a doubt.
Reading that.
No doubt. You'll still be able to enjoy New Dawn, but there's so much stuff you're going to miss and some stuff that won't have an impact on you at all. Yeah. I'm getting ready to go for that, by the way. That Splinter Cell Expedition.
Spoiler alert.
I don't want that. If it's on the internet, it's not a spoiler.
That's not true. Everything's on the internet. I don't think you know how spoilers work.
Or I don't care.
It's true. It's true. Is it weird that spoilers is used for the thing that keeps your car more aerodynamic as well as the thing that ruins a movie for you?
It does. It is odd. I think spoiler should not be the name for the aerodynamic aspect of it.
What do you like, that rear wing flap?
Well, just something that makes more sense, maybe. Because to spoil is to mean to go bad, to rot.
I think I know what happened, though. If you're racing and you have one and the guy next to you doesn't, you just spoiled his victory.
Yeah, but that's dumb.
With that sweet spoiler that you got strapped to the back.
That's, I've seen many people lose with the spoiler.
Spoil, well, if they both have spoilers, yes.
Just saying. So, I'm not sure what happened there. I don't know how that got the name. I don't know how, like, 99.8% of the things that we have names for got named, so.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Speaking of crazy names, first story right here. This is a sad story for me.
Yeah, this is a didn't really see this one coming.
Reggie fills him a. We just call him the Reginator around everywhere.
Good old Reg.
Reggie, president of Nintendo of America. There's no way that you listen to this show and don't know who Reggie is.
Mm-hmm. We talk about him a lot.
Longtime president and CEO of Nintendo of America is going to retire this spring.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
He's been in his role for more than a decade. Having gotten the job in May 2006 following a 3-year stint.
He's been
the executive VP for sales and marketing.
If you pay any attention to Nintendo at all, you know who Reggie is. Reggie has been the face of Nintendo of America for over 10 years. You've seen him. Maybe you can't place his name, but you definitely know who he is if you see him.
Yeah, this kind of caught me off guard. He released a video that I am not going to try to tell you what it says other than thank you, but you should go watch it. You should go watch Reggie's video. It seems very heartfelt, and I mean, he's a robot, but it seems like he definitely turned on the emotion switch.
Did he
enabled
cry?
Emotions, yeah, and tried to record that video.
Did he cry?
No, but he just says thank you for the time. It's like super edited. Like, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like super edited. There's like Nintendo toys all behind him and a video game award. That's for sure Reggie's office, but it's just real edited. He's got his Nintendo pin on. Anyways, he says he's leading in good health and good humor, and he appreciates all the memories. And kind of a sad time because I like Reggie.
Reggie looks like he's 6'8".
He's for sure is 7'5" tall. He looked like he played a extra on the Monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Reggie, though. He also pokes fun at the fact that he was called the Reginator in that video.
Ah, good for him.
There's a video of him zapping somebody with his eye holes.
Ooh, the Reginator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's going to officially step down on April 15th.
2 months away.
And he'll taking over his role will be Senior President of Sales and Marketing, Doug Bowser.
Could not be any more perfect than to
Bowser
as the face of fucking Nintendo.
I hate this for two reasons. I hate because that happened, and I hate that Reggie's leaving. Now, Doug Bowser's probably a fine gentleman. So, get this top picture, top left, Gerald. This is what he posted whenever he found out, but I want you to pay extra special attention to the Mario and Luigi in the back behind his head.
Uh-huh.
They're tied up.
Yep.
Because that's what Bowser does.
Because he's Bowser.
Yeah. Which I can appreciate that happening. Yeah, Doug Bowser's probably a fine guy to do it. I hate that the story has become Reggie's retiring. Oh, but wait.
You wish they would have waited and just let everybody enjoy or let Reggie
so
enjoy the
It's so distracting that Mr. Bowser's taking over Nintendo. So, yeah, I wish they would have waited.
You're a big Reggie fan, though, so you're biased.
I watched a proper news, like a proper news segment, and they're like, you won't believe the new face of Nintendo. And I was like, I can't even right now. I can't handle you.
I can't even?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Reggie also says, like, with a name like Bowser, he'll be perfect for the role in his goodbye video.
Uh-huh.
So no good, Nintendo, for you also. encouraging this activity. Reggie will be missed, at least by me.
At least by you. I'm sure Bowser will do a fine job. You're a little biased towards Reggie, so.
I met Reggie.
You're not coming
nice
at
gentleman.
It objectively, so.
I met Reggie. He was a fine human.
I know.
The good news is that as president and CEO of Nintendo of America, you don't do anything.
You're just kind of the face.
Yeah. So I hope Bowser can be the face.
What if Reggie was like really an asshole in board meetings and shit? Like a super asshole.
I could see that, but it doesn't matter because I love Reggie.
You do love Reggie. You need He's to start judging aside. People on the content of their character.
He's stepping aside to a new role. Nintendo fan.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Reggie.
I'm just telling you what he said.
So,
he said, April 15th, I'll be stepping down and assuming a new role. Number one Nintendo fan.
See, I don't like that because that tells me he wasn't a fan before.
Well, in fairness, they went through some rough times with Reg there. Yeah, so I'm sure that Mr. Bowser will do fine. I'm sure that Reggie will, if he is in fact in good health, that he will enjoy his time with his friends and family. What if he ended up at Sony?
I highly unlikely that'll happen. I do not think that Sony would be a good fit for it.
Surprise E3 announcement from E3 that's not happening. Reggie will be working directly beside Sean Layden.
It never happened. He is not a good fit for Sony.
And we're bringing back Andrew House because I miss that guy too.
And Andrew House.
Andy House with a phenomenal Japanese.
Yeah. Andy was something.
Yeah, I liked Andy. He seemed like a dick in a boardroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, all those fun ideas are what you had in mind? Because here's the roadmap.
Yeah. People don't want crossplay.
Jim Ryan knows that. He knows. They don't want crossplay because they can't protect their kids that way.
That's right. What the fuck,
Use
Jim?
Your brain.
The fuck, Jim?
Yeah. What if you didn't say that? I had to say something, so I said we did it for the kids. Man, rest in peace, Reggie. We miss you.
Yeah. Rest, he's not dead.
He's dead to me.
Oh, my God. Oh,
my God. I remember when he tried to show off that Game Boy Micro with those big catcher mitts for hands that he's got.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yep. Yeah. Way back when. Yeah.
Yeah. He had those big Lincoln logs trying to hold that micro. What a big man. Big shoes to fill, Doug. Don't screw up. Because it's a bad PR look for Nintendo to fire Bowser. Or a good one. Because
it's not really. It's exactly. Right. It'd be perfect. That's the only reason Bowser got the job right now, so they can fire him.
And not be the bad guy.
Right. And be heroes.
If he ever gets fired, Mario will do it. You're out of here. Or whatever Mario would say. On to the next story. It's not as good.
You're out of here.
Doesn't it seem like that's how he would fire somebody?
You're out of here.
It's Mario. You're out of here. You're like, well, that was upbeat and positive. Google, you ever heard of them?
Yeah. They're kind of like Bing, I think, right?
Yeah, just like Bing. Faster. The world's most reliable search engine, Bing. They're gonna announce something at GDC, the announcement we've all been waiting for.
This is such a stupid story.
Well, Google sent an invite out for GDC that says gather around. And it promises all will be revealed at the keynote, which suggests the company plans to make some sort of formal announcement. So you'll remember they did Project Stream, I believe it was called, where you could play Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
On your browser.
Browser.
Not Bowser, but browser. Not your browser window, which I'm shocked that Nintendo doesn't call on the 3DS the browser window.
The Bowser window.
Mm-hmm. So they did a test there. No one was quite sure what they were doing, but it seems like what we're finally going to find out.
This is what Project Stream is and how it works?
I don't know. There's a lot of rumors out there that it will be... Project Stream will be given a proper name, but they'll also have a stream box that they will be selling.
Yeah.
Seems to be a rumor.
I've heard that. I don't.
Now, I'll tell you what'll be cool is if that story is kind of true and kind of not true, if the stream box is just the Chromecast.
Oh, that'd be cool.
If I could just plug the Chromecast in any TV with access to internet, I could go to a hotel and plug in the side of a TV and play Assassin's Creed. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, something little like that, not a set-top box.
Move it room to room. Like you could be playing in the living room, save it, unplug it, take it to the bedroom, pop it in the HDMI, and bam, you're playing right where you left off.
It'd probably have to be bigger than the Chromecast. It'd have to be like was Google TV or
Apple TV?
No, Google has one too. Oh no, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Amazon.
They have the Chromecast.
I'm thinking Amazon TV.
Fire TV.
Fire TV.
It's just a cube. I think they can do it. I think they can make something small. Some rumors floating around that it is that. Some rumors saying it is just Project Stream, but Project Stream will work on. That's definitely not the controller. Project Stream will work on tablets, phones, and browser windows.
So, that'll be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see where we're at a year from now and see what is going on with all this streaming and Game Pass and PS Now and
Madbox.
Yeah, all of this. It'll be really interesting to see what that's going to do either to or for the industry.
It will be interesting to see. One would assume that they didn't just make the Ouya again. Now, here's the thing about Google. They will scrap a project that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. In a heartbeat.
Right. They will just kill it off.
Google Glass, anyone?
Yeah. Yeti is what the Google Yeti, I think, is what the project was called internally.
Hmm.
That's just an Xbox controller, I feel like.
That's just...
I don't think it looks like that either. That's not elegant enough. We'll see. We'll see what it looks like. We'll see if they even have a box or if it's just a service. If they're just going to offer third-party games as a streaming service for a browser. We'll see. That is March 19th at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Maybe they're going to have a... What if they... See, my thought on what they were doing was doing a Chromecast type thing, only you're going to be able to rein in all of your different streaming services to access through that.
Yeah, I don't think so. That'd be cool, though.
Yeah, you can access Steam. You can access Epic Game Store, whatever. You can access PlayStation Now and all those.
That'd be cool, but I don't see...
It would come with that little Chromecast thing and a controller.
I don't see Google being the company that could unite all of those.
Maybe not.
Maybe not as diplomatic as a company as that would require. But we'll see. We'll see. This next story is mostly on here for me because I'm excited about it.
It's all on there for you.
I still hope that when you see some of the things that come out of there that you decide to scoop it up when it goes cheap.
I bet you do.
You could also create... You could do a movie in there. You could do your movie. You could make a movie.
I know.
Tell your story.
I have an idea for a movie, too.
Dreams is doing something really weird. It's going into an early access program that Sony doesn't have.
Uh-huh.
Sony doesn't allow early access games with the exception of Fortnite, but somehow Dreams is going to launch in an early access state. So it's going to cost $30. It's going to launch this spring. No exact date, but the weird thing is this is not the full game. This is what they are using right now.
It's so weird.
So my guess is it's the building tools, but not the single player portion of Dreams.
Right. You're going to be able to build and create, but that's it.
Right. And you can play other people's level, discover all that stuff. I just don't think it's not finished. They keep saying they will update it as updates come available. Oh my goodness. I got to yawn. Now you're yawning. Make sure.
Yeah. You made me yawn.
Yeah. I'm excited about Dreams, really excited.
That you yawned in the middle of it.
Yeah, I think, that's lack of oxygen to my brain.
Oh, now you're going to get scientific.
I hope that's a question on the private eye exam.
Practical question number one.
Yeah. What's the only shape that can't fall inside itself? Circle, bitches. Next question, please. I'm excited. I'm excited about this test. Thumbs down on dreams. Well, that's wrong, Gerald. Turn that thumb upside down. Isn't that what they're saying?
Nope.
Sit and spin, that's a saying.
That is a saying, yes.
That game's going to be good. Tired of the negativity. Anyways, it launches spring, $30 if you want to take advantage, or you can wait till the full game comes out. My understanding is if you do this early access thing, that you will pay just the $30. I've heard people say you pay an additional amount to get the full game once it comes out. I don't think so.
Probably not. I don't think early access works that way.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, how long has Fortnite been out? It's still in early access, technically.
No, it rolled out.
Oh, did they roll it out?
Fortnite is out, yeah.
I thought I must have missed that.
I believe it's out. I don't think it's early access. Gerald, can you give us a yay or nay on that? Because you play it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I think it's out. I guess I don't know for sure. Giving that thumbs up. He put that PH on it. Yep, it's out. What's that first emoji doing?
Is that a heart?
What does that mean? That's a person saying yes. No one says yes like that.
Huh. That's odd.
If you asked me a question, I did that, you'd be like, what's happening?
Right.
That's not a thing people
Is that
do.
Maybe sign language for yes?
Yeah, probably. We were just insulting everyone. Super insensitive.
Who's
just then.
We? No, there's no we. There was a
This
you.
Podcast is about the three of us.
Yeah, we're a team until we're not. Okay.
Funny how that works. We're a team until you said something that loses all the listeners. Let's be real. Someone who does sign language probably not listening to this show.
That's fair.
So we're probably safe.
That doesn't mean that they're.
That's fucked up for you to laugh at, Dan. I said deaf people don't listen.
That doesn't mean that they're hearing positive friends and family aren't.
Shouldn't be
listening.
You shouldn't be listening to this. Should cut this off if you're deaf. That's what Dan said. I didn't say that. I love our deaf listeners. The PS Vita. Let's get out of this quickly.
That reminds me.
Oh, my goodness. It should remind you of anything.
You ever know those? Have you ever run into those people who, for some reason, call deaf death?
No, definitely not. I wouldn't
be
friends
with
those
people. No, that person can't hear their death.
No, that's wrong.
It's. I know, but there's people that say that.
Yeah, those people are no good to me.
I don't like them either.
Clearly, I'm just joking. But I will say a concern I have, the drive-thru at the bank has Braille on it. That concerns me. You shouldn't be driving.
If you can't see?
If you can't see. So, I'm not sure why that's there.
Hmm. Yeah.
There you go. I'm deaf. That's okay. I'll speak louder.
But see, what? That's an asshole fucking cartoon, because being deaf means you can't hear. Speaking louder is going to do nothing.
I didn't write it. Just telling you what it says.
What a shitty fucking cartoon.
Is as dead as that guy in the cartoon. At least in Japan, it seems. Sony soon will cease production of the PlayStation Vita in Japan. The company revealed the news on PlayStation Japan website, where it confirmed both remaining models of the handheld would be discontinued soon. So they're only making the blue and the black one as it stands right now. Sony has not confirmed what this means for the handheld in the West, but the writing is on the wall and has been for quite a while. In May 2018, physical Vita games were discontinued in the U.S. and Europe. While incoming boss Jim Ryan said that in June of 27, when he was head of PlayStation Europe, that the Vita was not an active line outside of Japan. So if they're killing it in the only place that is considered internally to be an active line, it's probably death to the Vita or death to the Vita. You can use those words interchangeably.
Don't fucking do that.
The handheld was a critical success, as reviewers and consumers praised the hardware. However, commercially, it struggled. And Sony admitted as early as March of 2016 that it had shifted its focus elsewhere.
That's too bad. It's a fun. It's a good system.
It's a good system.
I stand by that system.
It's a good handheld. I hope Sony is crazy enough to one day try it again.
I have the light blue one, I believe. No,
I have the black 3G one.
Yes, you do.
in case I ever need to pay for AT&T to support that thing.
Which you're probably not going to.
Nope.
Probably won't happen.
Speaking of being dead, Fallout 76. Trying to rise.
From the ashes.
Like the phoenix. It appears that Bethesda is trying to make this thing work, and I'll tell you why I put this story on here. I'm a little excited about it.
They have a significant amount of things that they're planning on doing here. The problem is what they've done up until this point hasn't been right. Why would I expect this to be?
I feel you on that. This is a game I wanted to play that I wanted us to play, several of us to get in. I feel like there's a chance they make it right at some point and we pick it up cheap and get into it. That's what still got me excited.
That's a possibility. That is a possibility.
So it's been out for 100 days and they basically have unveiled their 2019 roadmap for Fallout 76. Now Gerald's in. He's thumbs upped it already without even reading the story. So we just need a few more people who are in. On March 12th, Fallout's going to get the Wild Appalachia. That sounds like too close to other things that we can't say on this show.
Appalachia?
Expansion.
Mm-hmm. What other things can't we say that sound like Appalachia?
Can't say it. Two new quests and a game mode. The quest Sheer Terror and Evil Upwards feature new stories for you to pursue. The former focuses on mythical monsters, while the latter has you join a pioneer scouts and earn merit badges. Sounds like the Boy Scouts. The new game mode is called Wild Survival and is a high-stakes PvP variation of Fallout 76 Adventure Mode. In the summer of 2019, a nuclear winter comes to Fallout 76, and it brings another new game mode and features to the game. The new game mode is called Nuclear Winter. It hasn't been detailed yet, but Bethesda said it will completely change the rules of the Wasteland. A new prestige system will allow all level 50 players to pursue new legendary status and unlock more powerful abilities as well. Vaults 96 and 94 will also open up, bringing challenging raids for Fallout 76. This fall, Fallout 76 gets its final content drop of the year titled Wastelanders, which Bethesda describes as a tale with true choice and consequence. That includes a new main quest line, new factions, new events, new features, and even more surprises. They showed off a fancy infographic,
yeah,
on their site
with all the different badges and all that stuff. I stand by my statement. Yeah, there's a lot here that sounds cool, but what they've done up until that point, they have screwed up royally. So why would I expect that any of these are going to be any different?
I understand. I mean, that makes sense. I guess I'm just hopeful.
I understand hope. I don't have much, but I understand it.
You understand how people have it. Understand what it is to hope. Though I'm not a fan.
I'm a fan of hope. I just don't have any.
Yeah. I get that. I get that.
But, I mean, if they can turn it around, hey, great.
You know? I'm just thinking of a future where we pick this game up for $20 and we have a good 3 or 4 months of fun out of it. That's what I'm thinking of. Gerald's still thumbs up.
I know. Gerald's thumbs up on it.
He's bought it right now. He's buying it while we're on here.
Right. Gerald has, I think, and I don't know this for sure, but I know Gerald was all in when it first was announced.
He loves the Fallout series. I feel confident to say that.
And he slowly backed off of it.
Oh, he already owns it. That's why he's thumbs up and so hard, because he's like, someone else buy this. Oh, he says he paid $19.99 for it.
Where'd you get it for $19.99?
What voodoo? Also, I wanna say something to defend producer Gerald.
Sure.
Last week he said that Starlink was $19.99, but he was not able to show us that anywhere.
But it was.
I went to Target a couple of days later, and it was in fact $19.99 at Target, and it also came with a free ship, which they didn't have any of anymore.
Okay.
So.
Good defense. That's a fair defense of him. That's one thing we'll never do. You know, we talk about, oh, we're a team, we're not a team. You know, we had that conversation about 30 minutes ago. But we will defend each other till the end.
Yeah, he was correct and maybe did not need the ridicule. Now, I will say, didn't see it at Best Buy where he claimed it was at. Wasn't able to show us at Best Buy, but I did find it at Target.
Right. We're going to stitch up your wound, but then we're going to pour some salt on it just for good measure.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of salt.
That's what we do.
Microsoft is opening up some mods, some modding possibilities for the Xbox One.
I thought this was something they'd already done to a point.
They did the Bethesda thing.
Okay.
The modding in there. Paradox Interactive, publisher of Cities Skylines and Pillars of Eternity, has announced it's partnering with Microsoft to bring an open opening modding platform. I don't think that's supposed to say that. Probably open modding platform. The story says opening. I don't know if that's right. Paradox Mods will be on Xbox One beginning February 20th. Players will be able to download and play mods for select Paradox titles on Microsoft's console. Through its partnership, mod creators can now easily distribute their mods across PC and Xbox One with one single upload using either their GOG or Paradox launcher. Through the partnership, it's the same thing I just read. Mm-hmm. The first game to receive mod support will be Surviving Mars, a 2018 simulator that tasks a player with building and sustaining a colony on the Red Planet. More than 30 mods are now available for the title. So that's pretty exciting. I like mods. I like support of people who spend their time and energy making cool mods.
Well, I think this is also a good indicator of what you're going to see as the foundation of Microsoft's future.
Mm-hmm.
As they're going to go hard and heavy on bringing Microsoft and working together with others to bring Microsoft to everything, everywhere, to be involved, have some involvement in everything.
Yeah. It'll be, I think modding will be something you see more out of, that you'll see more on the Xbox One, 2, 3, which is now what I've decided to call that console.
The Xbox One, 2, 3?
Yeah, because it's like the building blocks of consoles. You know, it's the 1, 2, 3, the ABC.
Xbox ABC.
Yeah. And they'll just play Jackson 5 the whole time.
Why not? I'm in.
It's a good song.
I'm down. I'll buy one just for that. City if that's Island the start, if you make that the startup noise, I'll buy two.
You won't buy two, but you'll probably buy one.
I might buy two.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the 1-2-3 ABC will be called. I think it'll be called the 1-2-3.
Yeah.
I know it. I know somebody.
The 120,
Doug Bowser snuck into the Xbox factory.
Yeah. That's what Bowser does.
Yeah. On to a heartwarming story.
Oh, my God.
The FTC is hosting a public workshop on loot boxes. Great.
Wonderful.
Just sitting here thinking, what's something I love that I definitely need the FTC's hands on? And it was loot boxes for sure. I like a good loot box. Here's why. You don't have to buy them, assholes. Just don't buy them.
Yeah. Listen, the government getting too involved in anything never ends well. I think this is necessary. I think all they have to say, I think they've already started a good step by putting... whatever game it is that puts the odds of winning in. I can't remember which one it is. I think that's a great step. I don't think you can police. You can't police the choice. The choices that get made. Oh, but children can access them. Okay, well, why doesn't stupid mom and dad not give them the access to it? Hi, they're fixed. Problem fixed. All done.
Yeah, it's interesting. The United States Federal Trade Commission reportedly plans to host a public workshop on loot boxes, but declined to comment on whether it was conducting any formal investigation. Variety reported that a letter from the FTC Chairman Joseph Simmons, or Simons, hard to say, to Senator Maggie Hassan revealed the workshop. In response to the letter, Hassan had written expressing her concern about the practice. Simmons noted that it cannot reveal any legal action underway that isn't already public, but stressed that the FTC has other tools available. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, me.
Screwdrivers, staplers, hammers.
Those are tools.
Mm-hmm. In a statement, Hassan praised the workshop as a step in the right direction, but emphasized that the FTC should keep working with various stakeholders to ensure that the meaningful improvements are made to increase transparency on and consumer protections. So, I don't know. Last year, Hassan also wrote a letter to the ESRB asking it to look into the practice of marketing loot boxes to children and formalize best practices for microtransactions. Shortly after, amid mounting pressure, the ESRB announced that it would label games with in-game purchases, which is enough. I'm good with
that. Yeah, done. It's enough. It's fine. I've actually been thinking about, when I saw this story, I started thinking about it and doing a little bit of research. And I can't really think of an actual, I'm talking consoles here. I can't think of one game that you actually have to purchase loot boxes to win.
It was that first Battlefront. That was the problem. You didn't have to purchase them, but the grind was so unbelievable that apparently...
Yeah, but it's still not pay to win. But yeah, I understand that.
You couldn't win if you didn't pay, apparently.
I see what you're saying.
But it's so rare.
Right. And it's funny when we're in... This is going to be a little bit of a rant. But when we're in elementary school, middle school, high school, whatever, we learn all this algebra and all this good stuff. You know what we don't work? You know what we don't learn? Is how to just be fucking decent, intelligent people in society. Look, if you're a parent, don't give your kid access to a way to buy loot boxes. There. Seriously.
Or do,
that's
but,
the fix.
But treat them as some sort of allowance or reward or...
Yeah, or gift. Here's a V-Bucks card for your birthday.
Yeah, or here's a PlayStation Network card, like something physical. Like, here's a thing you can spend on that, but understand there's real money tied to it.
I mean, seriously, what... You know, people, the parents... Oh, my kid spent this much money on V-Bucks or whatever. Well, does he have that much money? Well, no. Well, okay, well, where did he get that much money then? Oh, well, I just put my card in there and I just leave it in there. And you leave it so we can access, so your kid can access it. Okay, you're an idiot. You deserve this. Stupid, you know, deserves punishment.
I guess where my, mobile games are the worst. They're rotten with microtransactions. I'm playing a game called Merge Dragons right now on phone, and I really like it, but it's just rotten with microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
But, on Apple, and I can't speak for Android, it instead of saying free, it says get if it has microtransactions.
Yes.
So if something is truly free, there's no pay tier of it. If it says get, then there's purchases that could be available.
Yeah.
Through it is my understanding. It definitely says get. I think free is still an option, but only if it's something that there is no pay side of it.
Well, basically, the way Android does this is it'll say free, but then just below that in like the same size letters, in-app purchase is available.
Yeah, it also says that on Apple, and that seems to be fine. No one's investigating that.
Right.
So I think everybody could calm down. I think loot boxes, I like loot boxes, especially if they're just cosmetic. Rocket League has moved to Rocket Pass.
It keeps me going, man.
Just like a Battle Pass or whatever, but I still like the idea of random drops and random openings. Like, those are fun to me. I enjoy it. I can also not open one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't opened one in
probably 2 weeks. I've got a bunch sitting
in
my freaking... Yeah, me too. I've got a bunch sitting in my inventory.
Yeah, since I got that last car that I wanted, I haven't opened a crate. Like... And I understand that I have self-control, but I think most people want a thing, and once they get that thing, they stop. And as long as you are monitoring the amount of money they have access to, they will stop.
Right. If they don't have that, if you take that access away, then they obviously can't move forward with that purchase.
Right. So we'll keep you posted as this moves along, but I don't like it.
Me either.
I don't like it at all. That's it for the news.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all the news is.
That's all. That's it. All over. Yeah.
Now, my iPad would like to update. Right in the middle of doing this show, it wants to update.
Let's update. Why not?
I can't allow that. I can't allow it.
Go for it.
Can't allow it. Now, Gerald, did you take that picture that's on the background?
He did not.
Did you take that? He's got Daniel Bryan up saying yes, yes, yes.
I don't know if that's on purpose.
He immediately said no.
He immediately, no, I didn't.
Somebody did, though, so that holds up.
Sweet picture.
That's going to do it for the news. Like I said, low battery, 10%. This iPad's falling apart over here.
You better hurry up. It's because you got to get that update going.
It is. I can't update it with it being that low. It won't allow it.
That's true.
So if you want a shout out, you can go to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can support us at the $10 tier, just like our dear friend Zach Wimbush.
Yes.
He supported us over there. Now, he still hasn't sent in a shout out, but I like to think that this week he would like to send a hearty goodbye to Reggie.
You think so?
I don't know what console of choice. I don't know where he plays. But I like to think anyone in the industry or has been around or keeps up with the industry would like to tell Reggie goodbye. You have been creepy and appreciated.
Creepy robot.
I love Reggie's lack of emotion. It's been a delight to watch. A true delight. Just like having Zach as a listener to this show.
Hey, Zach, get in touch with us either on Facebook or Twitter.
Or email.
Or email. And I want to know, like, what your favorite genre's game is. What consoles you play. What you play. What are you doing, Gerald? Stop.
That's fine. Let that ride.
So just give us... I want to know a little bit about your gaming... You know, background isn't the right word, but, you know, what you do as far as, you know, your gaming goes. What you play, what kind of genres you enjoy. How often do you get to play? That kind of thing. So if you get a chance... Just let us know that. I like to get to know the patrons. Her patrons.
The patrons.
Patrons.
The patron sounds like some
patron.
Shitty.
Patron.
That sounds like a shitty cell phone game. What are you playing, Patron?
I would play Patron.
Patreon.
There's a garbage plate. God, I'm hungry.
He also pulled up a picture of Troll and I, which I appreciate.
I think
he's just on our Twitter.
He's on our Twitter, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for being you. Whoever you are, a man of mystery. Answer Dan's questions. Get back at him.
Yeah, let me know.
You can follow us on social medias. I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Make sure you tweet at Gerald. And together we are @game_Stitch. That's where you can find us on all the various platforms. If we ever stream, it's twitch.tv/GameStitch or youtube.com/GameStitch. Remember, this podcast posts every Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the globe. Around the globes, the round world. And you can listen.
Why did you pluralize it?
What?
Why did you make it plural? Globes.
There's more than one.
There's only one Earth.
Yeah, I like to think we play on all the globes, though. You can get us on Mars. You can get us on the moon.
All the...
You get us on Venus.
Okay. You can't, but...
I won't say...
Since you like to think it...
Uranus.
Okay. Okay.
You can't listen on Uranus.
Have you ever had a science class in your life?
Yeah, I would pass a practical assessment of 40 questions.
Okay.
If it contained science.
That's what I wanted to know.
I play Trivia Crack, and science is not... my worst category.
Trivia Crack? Is that an actual game?
Yes. And science is not my worst category.
What is?
It is art.
Oh, you're not an art guy, huh?
Yeah, to ask about like old paintings and shit. I don't know. Some dead dude.
Some old Monet. Something like that.
It's like ultra specific. It's like, who painted this? It's like, I've never seen that before in my life.
Oh.
So then it becomes a 25% chance that I get this right.
Gotcha.
I still answer. I don't know what the percentages look like for most people. It's my worst category, and I answer 67% correctly.
Oh, that ain't bad.
So I like to think that 40 questions of practical knowledge to get my private dick test will be no problem.
I might have to play Trivia Crack. I like.
We could go against each other, even.
Ooh, if I'm on Android, even.
Yeah, I believe it doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, do you cheat? Do you Google answers before you answer?
It's a time thing.
Oh, so no.
I'm sure it's like 15 seconds. I'm sure one could get an answer. I'm just not that dedicated to getting it right.
Well, I prefer that. No, I prefer that.
Yeah, I've never cheated on that game. They do have, like, you can watch a video for a boost. Now, I play a Trivia Crack 1. I don't play the sequel, Trivia Crack 2. Okay. I'm not against it. It's just the one I had on my phone.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I enjoy some trivia. And you have, like, it'll give you, like, 15 hours for your next turn. So, like, if you're busy at work or whatever. Like, it doesn't mess anything up. I just check it whenever I get a chance, answer a question, and then go back to doing what I'm doing. It's just one question at a time, then it's the other person's turn. Not one question at a time, but one turn. You can keep going until you miss. You could effectively win in one sitting.
Gotcha.
And you spin a wheel to see what category it comes from. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to try that.
It's a lot of fun. But Gerald, get in there, too. Get in that trivia crack. Oh, that's it. That's it. It's all the show. We're out of show.
We're over. We're done.
That's it.
For today.
If we were a gas tank, we'd be on E.
That reminds me, my gas tank is on E.
Gotta put some gas in that thing.
I'll have to check with my wife, too, because I probably have to take our vehicles to get gas, because if power does go out and the gas stations can't pump gas.
You need to get some gas for that generator, too, in case it goes out so you can power that house.
I don't do that. I need to get a generator, but I don't have a generator. My house is wired for a generator, but the power doesn't go out enough to make that kind of money spent worth it.
I gave you the perfect opportunity to pretend like you had a generator right there.
Well, I'm not going to lie to the listeners.
And you declined. You said earlier you were just going to tell people.
No, I said I just tell people it's wired for a generator. The assumption, what happens is most times, like you did, people assume that I have a generator because I say it's wired for a generator.
He found you a nice one for $2,600. Jesus.
Yeah, it's a beaut. That's for
sure. Golly, that'll power a factory. That top one's fine.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Mm-hmm. I need to keep the fridges going. I need to be able to flick a light switch on.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's
I need
all.
Heat. I need some heat.
Yeah.
Heat's a good thing.
You can just shut all the doors and run a propane. That's a joke, people. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. Say, yeah, just kidding, you know, kidding around. Fun fact is you'll be deaf and won't be able to hear anybody if you do that. So probably don't.
Don't ever do it again. I should have never brought that up. Now you're going to do it just to fucking annoy me.
I might say, this could be episode 319. I'm too deaf to hear you. Maybe.
I can't hear you, I'm deaf?
Yeah, maybe.
So annoying.
Or I'm deaf and then what?
I'm deaf, ... what?
Yeah, question mark. That generator won't even power a flashlight. That's a little one.
That's a tiny generator. Yeah, that's made to keep your
double A's.
Make sure you can solid. Access your weed eater battery.
All right, this is episode 319. Thanks for joining us. Gerald says thanks, you just can't hear him. Dan says thanks, you can't hear him.
Thanks.
We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.